Okay, well, as we know, the pandemic has really had its effect on the theatre, the performing arts in general. But it hasn't stopped three young ladies who've just graduated in the theatre and performing arts circle. They're all local. We have them from Willingham, Duxford and Royston. They're on the line now. We've got Jasmine, Lydia and Roisin. Very good afternoon to you, ladies. First of all, let's just find out from you, Jasmine. How did you all get together? How do you all know each other?
So we all actually met at Parkside Sick. We all studied a level 3 BTEC in performing arts there and became really, really close. We were a really, really close year group anyway. And obviously after we finished our BTEC, we went off to our various different universities and the pandemic brought us all close together again. So, yeah.
Indeed, indeed. All right, so Roisin, when you normally graduate from something like this, what was kind of the plan for you, assuming that COVID-19 was a name you'd never heard?
The plan was to go out on audition, and for me, my aim was musical theatre. Jazzy and Lydia are more acting-based, so my dream was to go off and maybe go on a cruise and be in the hot weather performing, which obviously is a very different time to now. So just auditioning and getting into performing where I want to be.
And it's fair to say that that really has just fallen right away, hasn't it? It's just none of it around now. So Lydia, tell us then, what's this project that you've got? It's called Lockdown Lives. What have you done then?
So we, after discussing a lot of our own experiences about what we've been through during lockdown and then talking about the different stories we've heard of other people, we thought it was a shame to hear all of these stories and not have a way to share them. And we found that a lot of people feel isolated, so we were trying to find a way to bring people together, share some stories that we've heard to show that everyone is experiencing a different lockdown, but there are similarities with what everyone is feeling. And we also wanted to try and use the spare time we had to do something creative, because it was frustrating knowing that we couldn't perform. So we kind of combined the two and created a series of monologues using the stories we got from real people to create some performed monologues based on these stories.
Right, so these are very much the three of you talking, but these are your voices on other people's stories. So how did you find the people then, Jasmine? How did you, is this friends and families, or did you go hunting out various stories?
We were extremely lucky, actually. People have been really, really generous with how open and kind they've been with sharing their stories. We just put out an advert on our Instagram pages, our Facebook pages. We also have YouTube and Twitter. And we had people send us in videos of themselves, answering some questions we had, voice notes. Some people typed up their answers. And we were just amazed by some of the quotes that we've managed to actually take from the videos and the text and actually put in these monologues for our actors are just amazing. I'm surprised no one's ever said these words before, because they're beautiful. So, yeah, we've just been really, really lucky and people have been so generous.
Well, typically, what sort of things have come out of this then, Roisin?
So many different things. From, we've heard some of the stories from NHS workers. You've got stories from students who are very much like us, obviously couldn't graduate and couldn't do their graduating year. And just little things that you probably have noticed through lockdown, through people not following the rules, through having to do certain activities like Zoom. Zoom has become a new thing. That's actually how we, the three, started talking again. We were all home and it was the only way we could communicate with each other without actually having to see each other. So yeah, lots of different things that you've come across. Things that you've come across now with your life being in lockdown, it's taken different people's aspects.
Okay, so how many of these monologues have you produced then, Lydia? And how will people hear about them?
So we've got 25, roughly. We've got an idea for maybe some duologues later on, but yeah, we have 25, and it's a huge range. We've got comedy, we've got sad ones, we've got silly ones, but we've really tried to show as many different experiences as possible in nice short monologues that are easy to watch, that you can just sort of quickly flick on, watch for a few minutes, and then go along your day.
We say we have 25. We keep adding to the collection. It started off at like 15, and then gradually, as more stories have come along to us and different things have occurred within lockdown and different stories, We've added more. I think we, 25 is what we have now, and we wanted to do a few duologues, but the duologues are quite difficult to do when you're not with the person. So we probably actually have nearly like 30-ish, but some of them can't obviously be used at the moment, and we just keep adding. Like, I think we added two more to our list when we spoke on Monday. So we've added, keep adding more. So
this project really could just run and run, couldn't it? And you're drip feeding them out. Is that right, Jazz? You're drip feeding them out.
So we are going to start tonight at 7 PM. It's going to be across all of our social medias. Like I said, we've got our YouTube, our Instagram, and our Facebook. And then every Wednesday, Saturday, and Monday at 7 PM, we're going to upload a new monologue from a new actor. We've got so many amazing actors involved. It's not just us three. They're all from accredited drama schools, from accredited universities, different backgrounds, different places across the UK. We've got some wonderful Welsh actors and actresses. We're really drip feeding you some beautiful, beautiful stories and beautiful moments, and to keep everybody's spirits up.
Okay, I'm just starting to see this. Here you are, the three of you. You know, you've kind of made this. You've done something positive at a time when everybody else was just sitting there going, "Oh my goodness, we can't." I could see this being a thing, couldn't you? Have you not thought of this, that this could be your drama careers now? TNT Theatre. This could be what you do. Is that a plan, Lydia?
Yeah, I think so. At the beginning, obviously, we were just looking for a way to be creative and share these stories, and we really didn't think it was going to become as a bigger part of our lives as it has. We thought it would just be a small thing we did during, like, when we had free time, and now we're just constantly doing it, but because we love it, not because we feel like it's a task. And then at the same time, it's like, hang on, we could continue with, like, the online stuff, or when theatres are back, we could actually start properly performing again.
Yes.
And it's really exciting.
I think having come from such different backgrounds, we all three of us as young women have a completely different angle. We really complement each other really nice. So I think that's really helped, and that's helped us enjoy it a lot more. And I think you can really tell how much we've enjoyed it through these monologues. And through the way that they've been written and the fun that we've had behind them. So yeah, hopefully you'll get a taste of that, because we've all had our own little spins on them, and yeah, it's been great fun.
Oh, it's fantastic. I really do. Roisin, obviously you're across all these social media platforms, so people need to know exactly what they should be looking for. So have you got all your Twitter handles and your TikToks and your Instagrams to hand? Said the old fella in the screen.
It is on our Instagram. I'll go through them one by one because they're all slightly different, because unfortunately some handles we weren't able to get the same across. But for our Instagram, you can find us at TNT_theatrecompany. On our Facebook, you can find us on also TNT_theatrecompany. On our Twitter, we're slightly different. We are TNT Theatre Co. So there's no underscore on our Twitter. And then on our YouTube, we are TNT Theatre Company, which is where you'll be able to find all the videos and all the snippets and sneak peeks that we've been releasing throughout the lead up to.
Fantastic. Now, listen, the one thing that we always hear is the phrase struggling artists. So is there a way that people can, I'll take it these are free, is there a way that people could donate if people think, oh, this is good, I'd like to pay for a performance of this? Is there any, have you got a PayPal channel or anything like this, Jasmine?
I think for us, the best way for you to donate would be to like, comment, share, and even save our pieces. The more likes, the more comments, especially saving on Instagram, it will mean that our videos pop up on people's Instagrams that might not even be following us. So that's an amazing way. I mean, we've also done a lot of, as I say, a lot of work with the general public and hearing their struggles. We'd love for you to donate some money to charities. There are some great lonely charities, some elderly charities. We know that the NHS is suffering a lot right now. It would be great if you did want to help, if you wanted to help us, that Arts Council as well could do with some funding.
See, I love that. I love that you've instantly made yourselves poor in the tradition of the industry. Well done.
We're actors. We're meant to be.
Exactly. Listen, I just think it's amazing. It's lovely that you're all so local. I think it's a great idea, and it's wonderful that you've come up with something different and a different way of telling stories. Well done to all of you. Good luck with it. The first one goes live tonight, and then it's every
Monday, Wednesday and Saturday.
Fantastic. So we'll keep our eye on all those channels and they'll just pop up. Jasmine, Lydia, Rasheen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Thank you.